of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Get another.
.903 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We started the show with our Astros. They didn't play. We started with Astros and Rockets, as a matter of fact. I haven't gotten back there yet. Astros tonight, Noah Syndergaard against against Luis Garcia. Who you got?
Over.
You got over in this one?
I've got the over. Syndergaard hasn't been as good. Luis Garcia, we'll see. We'll see how Luis Garcia does. It's not like this is a great team they're playing.
No. And the Astros own them.
There's no Yordan, which is a little bit of a concern. No, yeah, I'll take Luis Garcia. It actually may be an under.
Are you really concerned?
No, I'm not concerned. I just Luis Garcia is of all the pitchers, I actually think maybe I would have Luis Garcia fifth right now. If I had to rank 1 through 5, I'd put 1 through 6. I mean, Jake is 6. We're doing that. Jake is a starter thing.
He is a starter.
Okay, Jake 6, Luis Garcia 5, Urquidy 4.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I'd have it. Javier 3.
Urquidy's been much better of late. Urquidy struggled early on, though.
Yeah, early on, but when he played Seattle. But do the rest of it. Like, do over his last 5 starts.
Yeah, no, he's been good. No question. He's been real good. I don't know what he... it seems like he's simplified his motion, which Luis Garcia can never do because of that. The crazy windup that he does. But it seems like Urquidy is just a lot more compact and for whatever, and he seems to have a lot more control. And his fastball, he's still popping it at 94, 95.
Who's that, Garcia?
Urquidy.
Oh, Urquidy? Yeah, he's got plenty. Here's Luis Garcia's last 5 starts. 8 innings, 4 hits, 3 earned runs. 6 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned run. 7 innings, 1 hit, 1 earned run. 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run. 6 innings, 5 hits, 3 earned runs. That's the last 5. That's, you know, that's pretty good. Took the ERA down from 4.99 to 4.08. Right before that, 4.1, 7 hits, 4 earned runs. 6, 5, 3 earned runs. And then, you know, he had other outings. He had a 3.91 ERA. John, he had a 3.91 ERA in May. In June, he had a 3.61 ERA. So far with 2 starts, in July, he's got a 2.57 ERA. That's Urquidy. That's a pretty good run.
Yeah.
A 3.91 in May, a 3.68 in June, and right now a 2.57. What he had was a 5.95 in April.
Yeah, April was bad.
The 4 starts were bad. Other than that, I mean, the guy's been – he's really come on and he's thrown well. He's looked really good. Luis Garcia, on the other hand, and Luis Garcia definitely has had his moments where he's been excellent as well. But just out of curiosity, because he's got a 3.81 ERA, Luis Garcia, from a split standpoint, in April he was a 4.1, he was a 4.15 in April. He was a 2.33 in May. He was a 4.23 in June, and he's a 7.11 in July.
Yikes!
Only one time has he been. His 2.33.
He's only had 2 starts in July.
He had 6 starts with a 2.33 in June, but a 4.23 in and listen, there were some good starts in there. He had the 1 bad start against KC. The Yankees, 5 1/3, 1 earned run, 5 innings, 3 earned runs, 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 1/3, 5 earned runs. He just hasn't been able to get it deep. He's not going to get to the 7th inning very often.
Gun to your head. They're down 2-1 to
Urquidy. And I'm going to tell you why. I can't get Washington out of my mind. And that was 2019. But going on the road and doing that against Washington, I can't forget that. And I know he's had some good. I know Luis Garcia had a great start against, was it the Red Sox, I believe?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Luis Garcia's done it too. It's just that right now, Urquidy is able to get into the 7th inning. And Luis Garcia is just more up and down right now. So I think it's Urquidy over Garcia for me, even gun to the head. But they're probably about the same. Luis Garcia's got post season experience now.
Yeah.
He's mentally tough. I've seen him look good.
Yeah, I think that's just a coin flip. I don't know who. It depends on who's, obviously. If it was right now, you're probably right. Urquidy's pitching better.
Yeah, Urquidy's pitching well.
Yeah, yeah. Urquidy's been better, so you know what? If it's right now, and obviously it depends on the matchup, who you're playing and whatnot, and what he's done in the past against those teams. But I think it's a coin flip. It's a coin flip for me. Urquidy would get it right now, but we'll see what happens by the time September and October.
So Luis Garcia has made it into his finished seven innings two times all year this year. How big a deal is that for you? Because most teams would say it's not a big deal anymore because they're relying so heavily on bullpen. I think as long as you have three starters, maybe the answer is just two, but if you have three starters who can get into the seventh inning for you, that's a really big deal because it's a bullpen saver. JV can do it. Fromber can do it. And now, and Christian Javier actually has showed he could do it. So far this year, Urquidy has gone into the, has finished seven innings. He's only done it two times as well.
So, well, I'd have to look at who.
But it's two out of last three.
Who are you doing it against? Are you doing it against the Yankees or the A's?
Yeah, I mean, Oakland A's. Once with the Yankees, he's done it, and once with the A's, he's done it.
No, he was wonderful against the Yankees in his start. That was
he's a one hitter.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
That's back when the Yankees couldn't get a hit against anybody.
No, right? They went 16 innings without getting a hit. Without a hit. That's how good they were. Astros were. Rockets win 90-88 over the Spurs, and they look good. Tari looked good. Josh Christopher looked good, and Jabari looked good.
Tari Eason's going to mess things up for some people's projections. The Rockets rotation, because I think he's more ready, more game ready. This is the summer league. I get it, but he may end up being like his confidence level looks really high. His athleticism is. I mean, this dude's a player. This could end up being like Şengün all over again, where your second guy drafted ends up being a lot better than some people
expect. Isn't
it right
there, too? What was he, 14th?
Same general area. Almost, I think Şengün was he 11th 15. Or 15th?
It was he 15. Mid?
Yeah. I think it's going to be one of those situations where he ends up being much better than some people anticipated. But the Rockets were high on him, and they were high on Şengün. They thought Şengün was a top four player last year. So they were really excited for him to fall.
Tari Eason may be turning into one of those too. There's a chance that I mean it's early on. It's the summer league. We can't get crazy, but he looks good.
Level of competition.
He looks good. Yeah, the level of competition is obviously going to go up. But he's known for his defense. Listen, if you've got three guys on the court, Jay Sean, Jabari, and Tari, who all love to play defense, covet defense, our energy. This is something that we don't have here. We haven't seen here for how long? Since James got here with the Olays. I mean, this is something that this is foreign land for us. How awesome would it be if this team is playing games that are in the 90s? That would be crazy. That would be crazy if they're giving up 90 or 101 points in a game. That's just nuts.
Yeah.
But they got the kind of defenders. I mean, Jabari said, it doesn't matter to me. I'll take on whoever. I'll take on any. Just tell me, coach, who am I guarding?
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that you have. I think you have a couple guys in Jay Sean and Jabari. Jabari's the better athlete. But, man, I'm getting excited about the Rockets. It's just kind of a mishmash of stuff. I don't know how it's going to fit all together. But I liked it. Now, last year, you could see a collection of, hey, this guy's got a little talent. Hey, Christian Wood's got some talent. Kevin Porter Jr. has some talent. Jalen Green has some talent. Şengün has some talent. You sucked. You lost a ton of games. You were at your best when Christian Wood didn't play and when Jalen Green didn't play.
Well, that's the next question. On the other side, do they have to start winning? We'll do that when we come back on ESPN 97.5. And what does that mean for Steven Silas? But what does this mean for Tequila?
Well, Maestro Dobell, I had someone else was in, actually, they were in Florida. And one of the listeners took a picture. They were at a restaurant, a chop house in Florida, and having steak. And he and his wife were there on a date. They were out of town on vacation. He said, hey, Lance, I saw Maestro Dobell, and I had to get that and get a cocktail with it. He goes, man, blown away. This was fantastic. I love getting those because it really verifies what I'm tasting and what so many other people are tasting. There's so many different types of tequilas to choose from. And there's something, they're going to have a flavor for your palate if you like tequila. Whether you like a nice silver that's good for a margarita, or if you want something a little more complex like an añejo or an añejo extra, they've got you taken care of. Reposados make great cocktail tequilas as well. They even have a Cristalino, which is their Diamante. And the Cristalino is a very special type of charcoal filtered tequila that blends three different tequilas. They charcoal filter it, they age it, and the end result is phenomenal. 11 generations of tequila makers making the tequila, and Tequila Mexico makes it as authentic as you could possibly hope for with 100% pure agave. You are getting something really special every time you crack open the bottle. Make sure that you go find yourself a bottle of Maestro Dobel wherever fine liquors are sold and in your local restaurants. If they don't have it, ask for them to start carrying it. It's Maestro Dobel.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, officials say former Dallas Cowboys and Chicago Bears running back and Minnesota Golden Gophers, Marion Barber III, he died previously on June 1st. And turns out they ruled he died of a heat stroke. I mean, young guy died of heat stroke. In a statement, police in the Dallas suburb of Frisco said the Collin County Medical Examiner ruled Barber's death an accident. A police spokesman provided no further elaboration on the circumstances of his death. The medical examiner did not immediately respond to a message. Police, making a welfare check, found Barber dead at Frisco apartment he was believed to have been leasing. Talk about football. I will say, please, like, no joke, please be careful in this heat. It can be brutal. You really have to keep yourself hydrated. And as somebody who drinks coffee in the morning and will have like a Diet Dr. Pepper or whatever, I do not get enough water. I've had two issues where I've had atrial fibrillations with my heart. One of them put me in a hospital because they were really worried about it, about 3 weeks ago when I was in New Braunfels, and it was 105 there, you know, just typical New Braunfels, 105 degree day. But the doctor, the cardiologist believes that it was induced. One of the reasons that it kind of came out of nowhere was it was induced by, his belief is, not only the heat, more importantly, the dehydration was something that created the electricity in the heart to kind of malfunction, because I've gone through a bunch of tests. And it happened one other time to me when I overheated on a hike where it got to be 120, 115 on the ground at Palo Duro. And so it's something you really do need to take seriously. I don't, you know, I know a lot of you still want to go outside and do your thing, and that's cool, but just make sure that Marion Barber thing kind of hits close to home, because it doesn't take much. And with the heat and the feels like Uncle Freddie told me, the meme that's going around, if it feels like 109, then it's 109. If it feels like, if you open up an oven and you say, "Ooh, that feels like 375 degrees," then guess what? It's 375 degrees.
Yeah.
When it hits you in the face, it's 375 hitting you in the face. So with the humidity we have, you know, it can get even worse. So make sure that you're hydrating, drinking a lot of water, prehydrate. I just tell you that because it can cause a lot of issues. Before you know it, you're past the point of no return. So you got to be careful with that. That was pretty scary when I had that happen in Palo Duro, because I couldn't, I mean, we had hiked for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and I drank two bottles of water. Psh, not even close to enough. They say you got to knock down a gallon when you have that kind of heat. And I kept drinking a bunch of Gatorades, and man, couldn't get the heart rate right. It took about an hour and a half to get it under 100 and get it stabilized. So you have to really be careful out there when you overheat, and it's definitely possible.
All right. Before we went to break, ask the question. Does Stephen Silas have to win this year? I saw a tweet yesterday, I believe, maybe it was a quote from somebody that said, "Okay, now got some young talent. It's time for him to start showing that he can win basketball games."
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, he was screwed the year one. Year two, you know, for having the young talent and for Jalen scoring all those points is a little disappointing, except for the fact that we wanted a high pick. So you didn't kind of.
Yeah, no, that wasn't really disappointing focus. At all.
Yeah, so you didn't really like, eh. Yeah. But it is a little strange. Look at Jalen. Look at the Rockets. Like, that was the losingest team in basketball.
Yeah.
What are we cheering about? Yeah, I think it's fair that Steven Silas may be a nice guy. His guys don't play defense. He had little baby mutinies on his hand with a couple different players, and Kevin Porter Jr. And Christian Wood. Christian Wood is off the team now, so they got him out of there. So can he get guys to buy in? I mean, you're as a coach, your job is to get the most out of your team. I do not think Steven Silas came close to getting the most out of his team last year. And I'm not saying that's a high-win team, but he should have gotten more. They don't play defense. They don't always listen to him. So he needs to be able to show that he has control of the team and he can get more wins and that guys can play more consistently. They have to play more consistently. You need
they have to play defense.
A more consistent brand of basketball.
They have to play defense. I mean, honestly.
And if they won't listen to you, then you're not the right guy.
No. No, if they don't, then they don't respect you.
Yeah.
If they're not listening to you, they don't respect you.
And that's the ultimate. That's why you're not the right guys, because they don't respect you. Yeah, that's it.
There is something with the NBA, but these are a lot of young players, but there's a lot of veterans who don't respect guys who didn't play the game. Unless they've got, you know, unless it's Spoelstra.
There was a lot of coaches forever that were like that. Spoelstra, Van Gundy, Donnie Nelson played. Don Nelson played the game.
Yeah,
Popovich, did Pop play?
No, Pop didn't play.
I mean, Rudy T played, but I mean, you go down the list of coaches, and more coaches now have played.
Red Auerbach. And...
Yeah, I mean, more coaches now have played. Rick Carlisle obviously played. I'm going through Chuck Daly. I don't know if he played, but it's a different game now. I think they want younger, you know, frankly. So he is an African-American coach, and he is a relatively younger guy.
Yeah.
That's not an automatic in. You still have to gain respect by commanding respect.
And
respect is commanded and given based on, do you earn the respect? Eric Spoelstra has demonstrated what it takes to earn the respect of players, right? I mean, he just has over the years. Rick Carlisle is another one who's been a good coach over the years. He's had some good teams. He's not been this championship head coach, but he's been a good coach. Pop has been a good coach.
Carlisle won a championship.
Did Carlisle with who?
With Dallas.
Oh, yeah, I guess they did win one. Yeah, with Dirk. That's right.
Yeah.
So I guess he did win a championship there. There's been plenty of coaches that are good coaches. That, mm-hmm. I think Quinn Snyder was a pretty good coach. He played college.
Yeah.
He was a pretty good coach over
there.
No,
I think.
Better than I expected.
Yeah. Could he get command of that Robert and that Robert Rudy Gobert situation? I don't know. I don't know how he handled that. Because apparently there was the feud in the locker room over the COVID and everything.
Yeah, I think there are some things that are beyond a coach's control these days.
Yeah,
NBA.
Especially
once you
hurt,
get with certain
especially hurt feelings.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of feelings right now.
Let me ask you this. Now, this is actually you're going to think this is a joke, but this is a serious question. You know, I hear is the LeBron the GOAT? Is Jordan the GOAT? That conversation continues to manifest itself on ESPN. Right now, Ballsack Sports tricked ESPN. Can you bring that up, the ESPN sound? I'm sure you have that. You read that yesterday. Ballsack Sports had a fake quote. What they do is they take a picture of an athlete.
Here's the problem that I have with this, though, is that it was eerily close to what he actually said.
It wasn't close. It was.
He made it up, but it's actually not.
The topic had already been out there.
Ballsack Sports, for those who don't know, it's a fake site, and they put out fake sports stories.
Ballsack
Sports.
Sports.
Right. So
yeah, they're not real.
They're not real. I got. It was a Kevin Durant story. Kevin Durant was like saying, man, these guys are moving around so much to win. What the hell? This is terrible for the league.
Here, and I'll tell you exactly what it is. So Ballsack Sports.
So I got. I was like, did you see what Kevin Durant said? Kevin Durant is talking about other guys.
He said, basically, back in my day.
Yeah.
He said, back in my day, and this is what they do. They'll put a picture of the athlete. Mm-hmm. He goes, let's see, Kevin Love on the. No. This isn't it. I gotta pull it back. But there is the John Morant thing. Let's see, we got that. I'm trying to find the one with Kevin Durant that got you. I think I found it right here. a Brooklyn Nets executive on growing rift between, is this Ballstack Sports? Kyrie beat James Harden one-on-one almost every day in practice.
Yeah.
Oh, is that? Yeah, that's Ballstack Sports.
That's Ballstack.
Kyrie, this is one of the earliest
that
ones.
One,
this
was the earliest one. Got, one. That one Stephen got A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith.
Kyrie beat James one-on-one almost every day in practice, and Kyrie was barely even in basketball shape. It demoralized Harden. Things reached the breaking point. things reached the breaking point, and it came when Kyrie called Harden washed after completely locking him up on one scrimmage. An assistant had to break up the two as tempers flared, and the relationship spiraled downhill from there. Brooklyn Nets executive on the groin rift between Kyrie and Harden. Totally fake quote. And yet, it was run with by ESPN. Apparently, this is the third time. ESPN's been beaten now three different times. It's been beaten three different times by Ballsack Sports.
And well, yes, here's the latest one.
The name is truly Ballsack
Sports. Here's the latest one. This one is about Ja Morant. Now, here's the problem that I have with this is Ja Morant was in the news on Rook's, what's her name?
Taylor Rook.
Taylor Rook's show saying almost the same thing.
No, what he said was Michael Jordan is great. And the reason I wish I could have played, this is exactly what he said. He said, I wish I could have played Michael Jordan's era. You do? Why? Just feels like, man, the mentality he had, the focus, I wish, blah, 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 blah. And she goes, but you still, but you cook him. Oh, yeah, you know, I cook him. He goes, I just have that confidence. You know, he kind of laughed about it. But he was not disrespectful. When you listen to it, it's just she threw something in at the end. And he said, you know, that's just the mindset I have to have. That's my mentality. And he even, it's almost like a mea culpa for what he was just saying. Here's what you have, what Ballsack said.
No, I don't have.
I've got it right here. Here's what Ballsack Sports, it's a fake quote. They just take a picture of him. They put a quote, you know, a quotation graphic. And it says, if you put MGA in today's game, he's just another superstar. Well,
that's
not even close. He goes, we got me, Steph, Luka, Dame, Trey. Isn't Trey Young? Yeah. Just a little something. He goes, and then guys like Bron, KD, Giannis, Kawhi. It's not just one superstar and a bunch of, you know, average dudes. You feel? So they put you feel at the end to make it feel more real. Because this is the kind of stupid-ass stuff you would see that somebody on Twitter would say. So they attribute it to Ja Morant. And it says Ja Morant on Michael Jordan in today's game.
And
here's what ESPN. Yeah.
Here's a couple of hosts
had.
Talking about. Who are these? Who are the guys? Do you know RJ? No, I hadn't seen them either. I don't know who they are. But they were on. Is this one ESPN Radio or on one of their TV shows? This is one of their TV shows.
Oh yeah.
This is one of their TV shows. Here's a couple of guys breaking down Ja Morant on Ballsack.
And he said the following quote. I can't believe I'm reading this. If you put Michael Jordan in today's game, he's just another superstar. You have me, Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, Damian Lillard, Trae Young, and then guys like LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Kawhi Leonard. It's not just about one superstar and a bunch of average guys. Perk, what do you think about Ja Morant saying that Michael Jordan in today's league would be just another superstar?
You know what? Ja Morant is confident and crazy at the same time.
That's Kendrick Perkins.
They did an entire segment. It says $50 billion ESPN ran a full segment on a Ballsack Sports quote about Michael Jordan would be just another superstar in today's game. Do you think this might be what's wrong with national media now that they are? Number one, it's got. Because people don't go – here's the biggest problem. The biggest problem with this, and this is more of a journalism comment, is that even got on the air.
Yeah.
That this has happened three times. That you don't fact check. Now, it was also attributed to Bleacher Report. So I don't know the nexus of why when they showed that graphic on TV, it was attributed to Bleacher Report. Do you have any background on how all this went down, RJ?
I don't. I know a couple of weeks prior we were talking about how Stephen A. got by Ballsack Sports. I wanted to ask you guys, and I think we've talked about this before, but you just brought up the point again, Lance. I mean, with you guys being, you know, two reporters, you used to just, you know, hammer down that you had to get your facts right and, you know, like, okay, who's saying this? And if you, you know, got it wrong, there would have to be either like some sort of apology or, I mean, you know, I think back in the day you could potentially lose your job.
Yes.
As a national media or as like media, like people in general, is journalism as we know it, has that died in your opinion? Yeah.
It hasn't died. The problem is it might as well have, because what passes for journalism now, you know, quote unquote new media, I don't think people fully comprehend. New media creates opportunities. I understand what a lot of people think it is, that the players have control of their own narratives and all that, and that's fine. But new media means there's no checks and balances. Like, there's no standard of professionalism at all. The fact that a fake quote gets on ESPN ever is a big problem. I'll tell you what I'm shocked by, and this is true journalism. When I write an article for NFL.com, whatever I write, some of the things they come back at me with, my editors, before they print it, like, hey, you left this player out. Did you mean to do this? And I'll say, yes, I did. Sometimes I didn't. Hey, you talk about this, you know, you mentioned that this team is not going to do this. Are you considering the fact that they added this player as a free agent? Like, they're actually coming from a sports standpoint. They'll also find if I have attributed something in a NFL draft profile, my editor, and it's a pain in the ass for me, but it's also very necessary. He goes, hey, where did you get this information from? And I'll say, I saw it online. I Googled an article. Can you send me that article? Because I can't find anywhere where you say that this player, you know, maybe it's a quote that I've attributed or something like that. Or I got it from a team member. Hey, can you tell me, like, why was the executive saying this? Or I had one time, LSU Insider told me this. He goes, what can you tell me about this LSU insider? Because is that coming from the team? Is it somebody who's been fired that may have an axe to grind? And I said, you know what, let's just leave it out. They're very careful about what gets in at NFL.com. And that's just the standard. Like, that's not crazy. That's just what the standard used to be.
Oh, no.
Mark Berman chastised me one time in 2000. I got information about...
I got chastised all the time by him.
Well, but I got information about... I don't even remember what it was about U of H, and I put it out there. There was no Twitter. I put it out there on the radio, and Mark Berman called me and goes, Lance, and Chet Gladchuck came out and said, no, that's that report that came out, that's untrue. That's not true. And I knew for a fact my information I had was true. It was about who U of H was looking at from a coaching standpoint at that particular time after Ray McCallum was gone.
Yeah.
And Mark Berman told me, he goes, Lance, you have to go directly to Chet. You didn't do this right. You have to go to Chet and ask him, and then if he denies it, you may be able to, you have to go find a second source. He like went down the whole thing, and if Chet denies it, he goes, you have to know that in advance because he's going to make you look stupid. Yep. He's going to embarrass you if he doesn't want. I said, but Mark, I know it's true. He goes, it doesn't matter what you know is true.
Right.
Because they can embarrass you unless you follow the protocol. And that's when I got, and Mark still follows protocol.
Oh, absolutely does. And yeah, I don't think journalism is dead. I think that there are so many outlets now that it's
a rush to be first.
Yeah.
And you have people who don't even know how to fact check stuff.
We're not journalists.
No, we're not.
I got by Ballsack Sports, and people say, oh, I'm not a journalist.
No,
I'm a talk show host. It's way different. Now, we have to have standards as well. It's lax, though. Pretty lax.
Yeah, but you don't want that kind of bad info. And I do appreciate when listeners will tweet in and text in if we get something wrong.
Absolutely.
Or call in. I definitely appreciate that. However, I am more, like, I've noticed this. My kids can't even watch movies. I'll do this on the other side. Because I think this whole generation has been altered fundamentally because they're much more cynical.
Okay, let's talk right now about HR&P. HR&P, if you're cynical at work, okay, if you're being that guy at work and you need to be talked to, well, HR&P is there for you to get talked to. Listen, we've had plenty of HR issues here. No, it wasn't Granado. Not yet, anyway. But we've had issues, and we've had to take care of them, and HR&P has been there for us. And you don't want to take care of those by yourself. It's actually something, it happens all the time in the business industries. You have something that's an issue that is happening at your place of work. You don't want to be like the Washington Redskins. You don't want to be like the Dallas Cowboys. You want to nip this thing in the bud, and you want professionals who know how to do that to get that done. And if you don't, then you're going to have lawsuits like those organizations have. So make sure that you, my friends, are getting the best HR you possibly can, getting the payroll the best you possibly can, taking care of your Affordable Care Act the best you possibly can, and it's all at one place, HRP. So if you're trying to do this stuff yourself, don't, because you're going to make a huge mistake. HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so I want to finish up on this. So I watched the movie The Sixth Sense with my kids. I wanted to see how they'd like it. And they actually liked it, except Mason, who immediately watching goes, "Oh, he's already dead, isn't he?" He's like, "None of this is realistic. This is. And he was so, and when I watch shows with my kids now, like Independence Day. So my wife loves Independence Day. She watches it every year. So it was on 4th of July. She had it on. She's watching it. It's the same. I don't really care for the movie, but whatever. And my kids are looking at it, and they're just like, "That's not realistic. How could they get onboarded to an alien ship? You know, like, you couldn't, how are they going to defeat the other big alien spaceships that are around the world just because they defeated? They needed to get onboarded on, like, they're running through plot points where there's errors in the plot points." And I think that, and my wife's like, "God, how did Mason figure this out so fast?" I remember everyone got fooled by Sixth Sense initially. I said, you know why? I think kids today, they deal with so much crap that they get more cynical. They're more cynical in general, and so they're less trusting in nature. And I think our generation grew up, you're just trusting. Like, whatever you were told, yeah, that's cool. Like, I had Little League. I didn't even think about the fact that Little League baseball coaches were insurance salesmen. I just assumed that everything they told you about baseball, like, these guys had years of experience in baseball. They know more baseball than anybody. They could get you to the big leagues. Like, no, he's just an insurance salesman. Mm-hmm. He didn't really know that much. But kids now are much more cynical. So when they... like, they're less likely to get fooled by some of this stuff. They know all about trolling. They know all about trolls. This is not something to trick them, because they understand this. They deal with this kind of stuff. I think when they're watching TV shows and movies, they're just, in general, more defensive and they're more cynical, which is not great because I think it makes sports harder. That's like my kids. I told you Sebastian thinks, you know, he's basically thinks Jose Altuve is worthless. I can't tell you how many times he said that because Altuve grounds out. He's terrible. Sebastian this year, in the middle of the great run against New York and New York, he's like, he saw them lose the game when Aaron Judge beat them with the base hit in the corner,
yep,
against Stanek. And he's like, "We're terrible. We're terrible. I'm tired of being terrible." I'm like, you don't watch baseball, and B, the Astros aren't terrible. They're one of the best teams in baseball. They actually outplayed the Yankees the entire game. They're actually on a little bit of a run right now. And not only that, the Astros have been to the ALCS 5 straight years and a World Series 3 of the last 5 years. What do you mean they're terrible? Jose Altuve. God, Jose Altuve's the worst. Jose Altuve's not the worst. He'll be a Hall of Famer. He had 4 straight years of 200 hits. Shut the up. I'm tired of you telling me Jabari Smith is trash. What? I said, "Mason, so Snacks has been everything's the worst, everything's terrible all the time. Jabari Smith is now trash after the first half of his first summer league game. And I have to cut this." And I'm like, "You guys are like, you're so cynical. Like, can guys play at all? Can you let anyone even have a year?" But you think about sports radio, you think about sports television, you think about what you see on social media, everything is snap judgments and hot takes and heated debates over, so Lamar Jackson's not in the top 10 of a list. That's got to fill up a whole segment. We talked about it, but we didn't have a heated debate. It was just, realistically, how do you shuffle these guys around? That turns into a topic that creates animosity on Twitter.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
People get so animus about the smallest things. It's like, I told Mason, I said, "You can't." I said, "Listen, do you think Michael Jordan and LeBron James and Kobe Bryant, you think any of those guys were the best they're ever going to be at 19 or 20 years old? I said, you know, Kobe was airballing it in the playoffs. He was terrible against the Utah Jazz in the playoffs, you know, his rookie year. He was horrible, terrible in this game. I said, Jabari Smith, and I said, here's something else. So what if Paolo Banchero and Chet Holmgren end up being better than Jabari Smith? Ultimately, your draft is to make your team the best. He may end up being a great fit for the Houston Rockets, and they may be a really good team because of it. And I'm trying to deprogram. Snacks is beyond. I can't do anything with him. He's just pissed about
can't
everything.
Do anything about
Everything's
it.
The worst. He's done. He just had his birthday. He's 14, and he's always going to be pissed off at anything he watches. He can never cheer for a team. It's always picking at all the worst things they do. He's just like a person on Twitter who you only show up when the worst things are happening, and you talk about how everything's the worst and everything's the worst. Nothing's never happy for a team at all. Mason and I have a chance, like, to think analytically and to be a critical thinker. Snacks is already emotional sports fan, and his team is the worst, and that's that. So, you know, yeah, great. Our team, yeah, we won a championship, but are we going to be able to go back-to-back? Because if not, who even cares? Like, are you even building a dynasty? Like, oh, I can't even. Like, those kind of people, I can't even do anything with them. And I've got one living in my house.
They're in your house.
I got one living in my house.
They're 100%. In your house.
Lance. 100%.
I think you might be too close to the situation. I think you just might be the. But you get a good idea. No, absolutely. The cynicism. And, oh, by the way, if you don't. Like, you get to the World Series. You get to the Super Bowl. You're one play away. You didn't get. Well, you suck, man. You just suck because you were one play away from getting the chip, but you didn't get the ship, so you suck. So, you know, that's it. That's today's world. If you didn't win at all, you suck. Okay, and that's just wrong. 944 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. That's no jab at everybody, Lance.
No,
but there will be some on the other side because News of the Weird is coming your way.
Yeah, but SiteJab has a chance for you to punch up your website. SiteJab, and actually jab does mean that. It's based on punching things up. And SiteJab is a company who has been doing a great job for 24 years of building websites that are phenomenal. SiteJab does the very best job of building out a website from start to finish on the front end and the back end that puts your company in the best light. You want people who go to your website to truly experience everything that you have to offer. And it could be interacting with work that you've done for another company. It could be a video format. It could be, you know, e-commerce that you want to allow your consumers to sign up with whenever they check it out online. You want to make sure that you keep eyeballs as long as possible and that they find out exactly who you are. That's what SiteJab can do. Go to SiteJab.com and look in the right-hand corner. You can punch the button that says set up your free consultation, and they'll work with you to get your website where it needs to be. If you haven't had an update in your website for 3, 5, 10 years, what are you waiting for? Go to SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Lance, do you want explosive diarrhea?
I mean, if I'm looking to diet.
Well, yeah, or you're going to get a colonoscopy, right?
And those are the only two times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
apparently, that's a weird lead-in question.
So you don't want a chicken sandwich from Starbucks.
I don't know why.
Because they've had to pull it because it was giving customers explosive diarrhea.
Salmonella? Oh, that's that new chicken. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Apparently, it was like sometimes it was cold in the middle. I noticed, and
that means not cooked.
That's a problem. If you Unless bite into a chicken sandwich and it's cold in the middle, spit it out.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't swallow. That's what I'm just saying. Don't swallow. Spit. Don't swallow a chicken sandwich from Starbucks. I don't think you're going to be able to get those anymore anytime soon.
I need to check Twitch.
What? What about?
Just the things you're saying on this news.
Well, I'm just saying. Vance, what do you think about this woman's hair? It's very curly.
Yeah,
it looks just like a Sideshow Bob a little bit.
Yeah, it's just curly hair.
She looks like Sideshow Bob a little bit.
A little curly hair.
If you worked at TSA, what would you do?
What do you mean?
Well, apparently she...
Oh, you got to check the hair.
Every time she goes through TSA, they go through her hair.
Well, hold on a second.
Yes.
You should be able
to... If you
to
look
run
like Sideshow
through...
Bob, you should go through...
No, okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That X-ray machine doesn't capture anything if you just do your hands above it?
Not if pouches of any kind of drugs.
Oh, the metal. Got you.
Not metal, but...
No, it does. It does show up because that's why I have to take my hat off sometimes to see if there's anything inside or my pocket. Yeah. If you leave anything in. If she had something in her hair, maybe it does.
Not if you just go through the metal detector part.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right. You won't get anything.
So
they go
suing them?
And they have to...
And what's happening? Why is this a story?
Well, she's pissed. Why are you going through my hair every time I go through TSA?
So
do you want people...
I recently
saw
a video...
How long will it take for people to go through your hair to check if you've got anything?
Not long, but I recently saw a video on Reels of two girls sneaking these drink things into a club in their ponytails. Like, they braided up over that. Yeah, and supposedly there was a Jamaican guy that was able to get a gun into a bar with a huge Rastafarian. I saw the article on that, too. So it's not like it hasn't happened.
No. You can hide stuff in there. If I was did you see that Cameron Diaz thought she was a drug mule one time? She was going from left to Moroccan
set. She thought she was?
Yeah, that they gave her something to carry over. And she thinks she was a mule at one point.
She didn't even know it?
She didn't know it.
Oh, she still thinks that's possible.
Unwittingly, yeah.
Who is they?
Well, this was a while ago, earlier in her career. I don't know. Someone that gave her something to carry.
Oh, yeah, that's not suspicious. Hello, could you carry this bag for us, please? Sure. I'd love to.
Lance, I don't know how you're going to... What do you do if you're the insurance company? The driver of a stolen car hit the driver of a... another stolen car. How do you, if you're the police, first of all, both of you are going to be arrested for stealing cars.
So your insurance is, so both people whose actual cars they were are going to have to pay for their own insurance. Oh, no. Actually,
no, but
it's,
aren't they paying for...
You get a uninsured driver, basically. It's the same thing. So you'll have to pay
for it.
But
if your car was stolen, they would have had to pay for the whole car anyway.
Well, it depends on how bad the
well, if they, well, if, you're if they were the never deduct- found.
I'm just saying, they'll pay for it. You're going to have to pay the deductible of uninsured driver.
So you actually got ripped off because the insurance company would have replaced the whole car. Now you have to pay for the deductible to fix the car that you didn't even...
Well, you always have to pay the deductible.
You didn't even crash it.
Yeah, but you're still going to have to pay for it because it's uninsured driver.
Well, but if it was stolen and never got back, you get
the
whole car.
That's the bad luck you have.
That's terrible luck.
Yeah.
If you're going to steal my car, make sure you don't have an accident in it.
Guess what? The police don't catch him then.
That's right. And I get a whole car as opposed to paying my deductible to fix it.
Yeah, it is bad luck.
An Abilene man was arrested again. This is not a big story. Guess how many times this man has been arrested? I think it might be a record.
How many?
Guess.
If you're saying it's a record, I've already heard about 20. I already know in San Francisco there's a guy who's already, in the last 2 years, been arrested 23 times.
23? 152 times he's been arrested.
This guy?
This guy.
All keeping
he is a serial arrested guy.
Misdemeanors?
Plenty of them. If you've been arrested 152 times, I kind of feel like you just want to be there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You want to get back into the food?
He was apparently the latest one. He was offering an alcoholic beverage to a minor while intoxicated. I've done that before.
And you've been arrested?
Well, no, I've never gotten arrested.
Yeah.
But Ian's son, I was giving him, he was about, I don't know,
were
8
you ever
or 10.
A minor?
Here, have some of this beer.
Were you? That's not good.
That's not great.
I wouldn't say that out
it's
loud.
It's not great.
Did you ever try to get older, like someone older, to buy you beer at a store? I had friends who would do it. I was never the guy that asked anybody.
My dad owned a liquor store in
Park. I can't ask you.
I was the one that was getting it for them.
Yeah, that's right. Of course you were.
An Alabama judge has been suspended. Apparently, there was an Asian juror. He did an Asian accent in the courtroom. And now he is going to be... It's unacceptable behavior to use an Asian accent, people. So let's stop this. Stop it. Stop it now. And this judge in Alabama found out. We're not doing that. Okay? It's awful, awful, awful. So never, ever do an Asian accent, ever. And hopefully you
I already follow that rule.
Hopefully you have never, ever did one.
No.
Okay?
And no. Don't do a Yao Ming accent, even if it doesn't sound Asian.
Shaq learned that one, didn't he?
Did he?
Shaq, yeah. Shaq got in trouble for doing it.
What do you mean in trouble?
Well, he didn't get suspended.
Did Chinese basketball cancel
all? Said,
I remember, but yeah. You know what? The Chinese basketball, did they get in trouble like when you said free Hong Kong?
No, not
that
like
kind of
that.
Trouble?
Yeah, that kind of, no. Did he get in trouble from Tillman? No.
Shut your dirty mouth, Daryl.
We're done. Vanessa and Galan are next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's talk about the Morley Law Firm right now. Let's talk about the people that are going to help you out. If you have any issues like these weird people do, if you have any issues of getting arrested 152 times, I'm not sure that guy could get help. Okay, he's gonna, yeah, listen, but the Morley Law Firm is like, we gotta help you out. Listen, that's what they do. And boy, you want to talk about a great client. If you're a lawyer and a guy gets arrested 152 times, that's some money. But the Morley Law Firm is here for you. What is it that you are looking for? What is it that you need help with? What is it that happened to you? Did you get into an accident? Did somebody steal your vehicle and get into an accident? And now the insurance company won't pay. Well, the Morley Law Firm will be here for you. The Morley Law Firm has experience. The Morley Law Firm can do it all. And it doesn't matter what your issue is, civilly, criminally, whatever the case may be, or you need to sue a doctor, or you need to sue an insurance company. The Morley Law Firm is here for you. MorleyLaw.com, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com. Make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955. You need help in any way, shape, or form. Immigration, se habla español, the Morley Law Firm.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.